Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And when did Jacoby Myers turn into Jerry Rice?
No one thinks Jacoby Myers is Jerry Rice. Caboli. I love you, Caboli. But no one thinks that. People rightfully think that Jacoby Myers is better than Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson. Someone texted in during the break among all the N64 talk and said, Jacoby Myers is not a needle mover. I don't look at Jacoby Myers as one of these guys that it's like collecting a football card. I look at him as maybe the ideal number two receiver who is available. 1,000 yards last year and no drops, 800 yards the three prior years as a guy who was playing with poor quarterbacks. You don't need to go out and get a star. You didn't need to go out and get Jaylen Waddle or A.J. Brown or name a big-time player, Marvin Harrison Jr., though. My God, that would have been awesome. You needed a number two. He was a number two, and he was acquired for relatively cheap. So, yeah, he's not Jerry Rice.
That's exactly how the Jacksonville Jaguars viewed it. They viewed it like, we need a number two wide receiver. We don't need a guy that's going to be a needle mover. We have that guy in Brian Thomas Jr. We have that guy in Travis Hunter that could be, you know, a supplemental receiver or a supplemental corner, an athlete. We have two guys. We need another guy that's a staple, that's a number two solidified wide receiver, not necessarily a needle mover. Jacksonville went and did it.
Yes.
Because they feel like they have a chance.
Yes, they're 5-3, and they're looking at the AFC, and they're going, you know what, we ain't that bad. At some point during today's show, we should get into Steelers halfway grades. We're about halfway through the season, MVP, LVP, surprise, disappointment, things of that nature. But I think we would agree on this. You look at the AFC, and I don't see any superpowers right now. Now, Buffalo's got a Superman at quarterback, but I don't love their roster. You've been saying that for a long time. Kansas City's on the outside looking in. Indianapolis is the best team in the conference right now. They're the number one seed. You just whooped their ass on Sunday. New England's the number two seed. You took the ball away from them five times when you played them on the road in Foxborough. I feel like the Steelers this offseason, they said, we're going to go for it, but we're not going to give up futures apart for the DK Metcalf trade. And they did so because they wanted to give themselves a chance. They have to feel like they've got a better chance now, no?
I would think so.
The Ravens are two games back, and they didn't do anything. You miss my fart sounds?
Sure.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+. We talked about Billy Bob Thornton pulling, what's her face back in the day? Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Billy Bob Thornton's an attractive man.
It's no.
Very shocking to me.
Must be like Matt Khalil.
What do you mean?
Must be offering something else.
Who's the guy that dates all the famous women?
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Maybe his last name should be Dickerson.
Yeah, maybe.
So I'm picking up what you're putting down?
Yeah. Well, his first name is Pete. Peter.
Hmm. Peter Dickinson.
Dickinson?
Nah, screwed it up. 412-928-9370. It is 706. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Pat Bostick going to be joining us momentarily. He is nothing if not consistent.
Yep.
He will never show up right at 7 o'clock. We had a great time without you. I can't wait to get the whole gang back together.
What'd you guys do?
Talked sports.
Yep.
Quizzed Callis.
Mm.
Crowley was more comfortable talking to somebody else. That's why he had a good time.
Well, let me ask you this, Harry. Who do you think knows more about football, me or Pat Bostick?
I just wanted you to talk to me more. That really bothered me. I just wanted you to be like, hey, Callis, what do you think? You know,
he won't answer the question.
Mm-mm. I am not going to sit here and pretend like I am God's gift to football knowledge. That's why we bring in Pat. That's why we love you so much. So, yes, I was excited to talk football with Pat Bostick, and I think he might have one or two more things to offer in that arena than you do, Harry. It's no offense.
No, I know Pat knows more about football, but like when Pat wasn't here, like there are 3 days in the week where we don't have a person.
He's really upset about this. This is.
I really just wanted you.
You didn't talk to him at all.
Well, yesterday I kind of forced my way in because I had an argument against him. But like,
didn't the World Series go on? You didn't talk to him about that?
Yeah, he didn't talk
about that. Nah, that was on a weeknight, you know, weekend, and then the Steelers beat the Colts.
Game 7 was on... Yeah,
no one gives a rat's ass.
It's a pretty good game, though.
It was a great game.
I know we could have talked about how IKF didn't get a good secondary lead and that he was out by like an inch and you know, and then like how the Dodgers actually had great heroics and how Jeff Hoffman cursed himself out because he believes he's the one that lost Toronto the World Series, and we just didn't do it because... You were talking about football that you now claim you don't really aren't an expert on. So I just wanted you to talk to me.
Wow.
That's all. I just wanted you to be like, hey, Callis, what do you think? Like maybe once or twice.
Wow.
Texter, Billy Bob Thornton wears women's jeans. Well, Billy Bob and I got that in common.
Yep. Billy Bob. Didn't he hook up with Halle Berry too?
Thank you.
Was that Monsters Ball or something?
Thank you. They had one of the most realistic sex scenes in the history of cinema. That's what I heard. We got to Google that. Harry, can you Google if the Billy Bob Thornton and Halle Berry sex scene was real sex? Because I got confused.
I think I know the one you're talking about because I think I...
You might have stumbled upon it on Google a time or two.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe this isn't the right one. There was another movie that
I'm familiar with that sex scene, Crowley, for some odd reason. I've seen that one before. Yeah, I screwed this up before, Doran. I said that he had married Halle Berry, but he actually married Angelina Jolie.
Right.
And then I thought it was a little bit racist, but then I was told that Angelina Jolie actually is not African-American.
She's not.
And that she's related to John Voight.
Yes, that's her dad.
Yeah, so I totally screwed the whole thing up.
Yep. That's where we got my daughter's name, Jolie.
This movie I can't confirm. No, I don't. I've never seen this movie. Never seen this scene.
The scene is such a scene that it led a lot of people to at least believing that they had some sort of relationship
right.
at some point. But I never looked at Billy Bob Thornton and was like, man, this guy's an Adonis.
He was getting it.
Also, Demi Moore, beautiful. So watch Landman.
Demi Moore's in Landman?
Yeah, right? Or was he with Demi Moore?
Maybe he was with her.
Oh my God!
No, Demi Moore's in the
is she
in Landman? Yeah,
I just clicked onto an adult site on accident on this computer. Because it's on adult sites. Why do they put movie scenes on adult sites?
Finally, I got Harry fired. Can someone call Craig? Harry's in there watching porn.
I didn't mean to click on that.
I saw the website.
I was like, crap, that's not a video clip website. Well, it is, but it's the adult video clip website.
Blame it on Bechtold because it's not exactly a leap to think that he might be back there up to some nonsense.
You just took him out of nowhere. Twice today.
Twice. How's Bechtold been? Is he doing all right? No.
Crowley's amused with himself. Left hand over his mouth. Wants to try to conceal his laugh. That's I mean, it's good.
No, I'm trying to keep this thing on the rails because you're back there.
It wasn't you said, Callus, look this up. And I was trying to see it. And I'm like, I don't recognize it. But I kept trying to look because I'm like, it didn't look that bad to me in the clip I saw. So I'm like, then I clicked on an adult site. They had options. And then it said, you must be 18 debtor.
You know the difference.
It said, you must be 18 debtor. I saw the URL. I'm like, crap, I recognize this. I shouldn't be here right now.
Oh, man.
It let you get there? No blockers?
No, it was. It said you must be 18 to enter, and then it just like makes you click that button and says confirm you're 18.
Well, hold up. That's not
right.
Regulations that were placed by our station.
Geofenced, right?
Right. That is just how I've been told that those sites work.
Some states have laws now where you got to have that confirmation
right.
in there, so they just do it for everybody because the internet's worldwide. Boy, I'm showing how much I know about this.
Yes, you are. In the words of Tim Robinson, and I think you should leave, you should be allowed to watch a little porn at work. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You happy you're back?
Yes.
We'll ask Bostic if he thinks the Steelers should have added a Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed at the deadline. Where does the Steelers offense go from here without an added receiver?
No. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just right-click Harry, clear search history. That's all you got to do.
Incognito.
Mm-hmm.
They get rid of the cookies, too.
Sorry, I didn't realize we were on the air. Bill Hillgrove going to join us at 7:50 on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Someone texted in and said, it's good to have Batman back. Crowley's Robin. So who would Bostic be?
Alfred.
Yes, that sounds like a good name. Who's Alfred?
What?
His butler. Alfred.
Batman's butler?
Yeah.
Yeah, no chance on him.
You're unfamiliar with Alfred?
I'm not that into a Batman, no.
You've never heard of Alfred?
No. Alfred? I know a Batman and Robin are. I know who the Joker is. I know who's the Penguin guy.
Penguin.
The Penguin.
Yeah.
You're 36 years old.
That's something years Cows old. Would say.
Years old.
Years old.
Who's I just Alfred? I honestly have not watched like that many. I have not watched The Dark Knight in its entirety. I've told you this before. This is not new news.
Yeah, but I react to everything as if it's new because there's a new audience rolling over every 5 minutes.
Yeah, so.
Wow, you've never watched The Dark Knight?
I haven't. No.
Alfred's badass, dude. He like gets all the armor and stuff ready, the bat suit, the Batmobile,
yeah.
Batcave.
Yeah, no. Nope. That's not me.
He's the brains.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Okay, maybe that is me.
Yeah.
Whatever. Let's move on. What was Callis watching?
Porn. So.
Jeez.
The Steelers didn't get a wide receiver at the deadline. Did they make a mistake?
Yes. Well, they did, actually. They got MVS.
We'll get to MVS. Should they have got Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed?
I would have loved it, yeah. I mean, I can't really go back on what I said before. I would have traded a defensive piece to get an even better one, personally. Because I'm still not ready to say that the performance against Indy is sustainable on defense. And Highsmith proved to be pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Be pretty valuable on the block.
That was his best game of the season.
I don't want to be one of those people that's like, oh, they're fine because they won, right? You know, and all of a sudden, everything's good. It was a relatively anemic offensive performance, all things considered.
Yes. And DK got totally taken out of the equation.
So, I mean, Calvin's a niche player. Roman Wilson with a fumble late. I like the MVS pickup just familiarity, size, speed, can take the top off. You put him on the same side as DK, they have to worry about him. But I would have loved to see another piece.
What do you think their thought process was by not kind of executing getting another piece?
I just think they were willing to go to a point and then not pass. I think it proves a larger point that they're in a little bit of a state of limbo with when now or when are we going to turn the page? But all they've done in the offseason with signing TJ, signing Cam, or you know, re-upping Cam, bringing in Ramsey, all those things is like double down on that defense. And they've really, aside from DK and maybe Jonnu Smith, who hasn't done much,
nope,
done nothing on offense. Aaron Rodgers is the biggest upgrade they've made by far.
It just seems like a really weird time to draw a line in the sand.
Yeah.
Like you do everything you did this offseason, to your point, Pat, and now the AFC's in a worse spot than you thought it would be. The AFC North, shoot, if you would have asked them in August on November 5th, you're 5-3, do you think you're in first place, and you gave them truth serum, they would say no. They think the Ravens are sitting there at 7-2 or something. So you look around, the AFC ain't what you thought it would be, and now's when you decide, oh, a fourth and a sixth is too much. Oh, a fourth and a fifth is too much. You've got damn 12 picks. And here's the other thing. Even if you didn't sign Jacoby Myers to an extension or Rashid Shaheed to an extension, and they went out and signed someplace else in free agency, you'd get a comp pick in 2027.
Right.
I just can't believe that they decided that now was the time. No, we got to hoard these things. It's ridiculous.
No, I agree. I totally agree. So, and the Ravens might as well be 7-2 with how they played last week and what's ahead of them. They will be over 500 when the Steelers play them. They'll be 5-4.
The only losable game they have in the stretch is this weekend against the Vikings, and they're a favorite in that game.
Well, if they play like they played last week, they'll smoke the Vikings. So, I mean, you got to score points, and the Steelers are doing that on short fields, and when they get in the red zone, they've been pretty good, save for the fourth down turnover on downs last week, which I liked. I liked going for it.
Yes. There.
We talked about that last week.
Sure did.
That they're missing another perimeter piece. Because, you know, I heard Rodgers has been a delight to listen to, quite frankly. I mean, he is just so transparent, which is great. I'm sure they don't like it all the time. But I thought it was hilarious that Tomlin said that Aaron said nothing about MVS, and then MVS said that he got recruited to the Steelers by Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
Hilarious. You know, they want to be in 12 and 13 personnel, but, you know, one back, two tight ends. Like, it's pretty important who that other receiver is. And if they don't care about him, if they're not worried about him. Aaron said it yesterday. They're playing basically two-man to DK side and cover zero everywhere else. That is a blatant
yes.
sign of disrespect for your other perimeter players.
Yes.
You know, and they know, what they do know is that if Darnell's in there or Pat's in there, to a lesser extent, Jonnu, if they got the extra tackle in there, those guys are probably chipping out. They're giving those tackles help because when they've put those guys on an island, bad things have happened. So they're playing basically with 10 guys on offense at times.
No one's scared of Calvin Austin.
No.
No.
A texter writes in, even if we got a competent wide receiver too, would Arthur Smith even use him? This is one of my least favorite points that people make, and I think they parrot it from beat writers. They parrot it from the Steelers, like the state-run media. When Arthur Smith had Corey Davis and A.J. Brown, guess where Ryan Tannehill threw the football? To his wide receivers. I don't think they utilize their wide receivers because the wide receivers aren't that good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's chicken and egg. And I think if you had a Jacoby Myers on the other side, Aaron Rodgers is going to throw to him because he's going to get open. I don't think it's all that complicated. And they don't use a ton of three wide receiver sets. Okay, fine. You use two wide receiver sets and Jacoby Myers out there would be a significant upgrade. By the way, people are saying that Bostic would be Commissioner Gordon.
I like that one better.
Commissioner Gordon's a badass.
Yep.
Pat.
He works with Batman, yeah.
Thank you, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I appreciate it.
You're a cop and you just beat people's faces in.
Yep. Yeah, sounds right.
By the way, I had a cop following me on Green Tree Road today.
Mm. Yeah, you were probably so pensive.
Pensive? Nice word. I was sweating bullets.
Oh, no question.
I was going from 40 down to 25, and then I realized that I was going 25 into 35. I was like, I'm screwed. Yeah. I'm getting pulled over.
Yeah, you look guilty.
I was going to name drop you. Hey, I'm just heading on into work to host a wildly popular morning show. By the way, our ratings came out yesterday. Outstanding. Wildly popular morning show. Me and Doran Dickerson. You heard of Doran Dickerson? All-American. NFL guy, I mean no harm.
It would have been like, dude, yeah, love Doran. You're driving 25 and a 45.
Mm-hmm.
License and registration,
yes,
buddy.
Right.
Callis is host of the show today.
Hello.
I would love that.
Can we see your hands, Harry?
Oh, my gosh.
What is that?
It's my cereal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bag of
cereal.
Looks
like your hands are taped.
The afternoon show is requesting that you do a more detailed job with your show notes.
Oh, I don't care about them.
Yeah, I did notice the show notes went downhill after Doran left.
You talk about the same thing for 4 hours.
I looked at them yesterday, and it said Steelers calls, Steelers calls.
Yeah, Doug it was Whaley. Like one word. I think we got to do a little bit more there, Callis.
What happened to AI?
Calls all day.
Yes, I took calls all day, but we
talking
mixed
about
in
the same things.
We mixed in a lot of different topics, all revolving around the same thing. Keep your hands up.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. So what for Marquez Valdes-Scantling? We'll get into that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's just a practice squatter right now, and so we'll get him in the fold and get him working and check his overall level of conditioning, how he learns, and some of those things. It is not the Duggar discussion. He's just a practice squad guy.
How much did Aaron kind of advocate for bringing him in?
He did not.
This guy next to me got me here. He's been trying to get me around since we left Green Bay. Aaron still got it. I'm excited. It's a new opportunity, and I'm grateful for it. So excited to see what the rest of the year looks like.
Mike Tomlin says Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with Marquez Valdes-Scantling becoming a Steeler, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling says Aaron had everything to do with him becoming a Steeler. I don't blame Tomlin for handling that the way he did, because I feel like there's a massive negative connotation last year when Rodgers wanted like Alan Lazard and Davante Adams, and I think we can all see that Rodgers was not the problem with the New York Jets, by the way. But I have no problem with Rodgers advocating for a guy that he thinks can help this team coming in here to help the team. And I have absolutely no problem for Tomlin not wanting it to get spun into some sort of negative media narrative. That all being said, Doran, we touched on this earlier. How do we think he assimilates? How much do we think that they will use him? And here's our Twitter poll question brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, TrustPJ.com. Pat, Mike Williams had 9 catches for 132 yards and a touchdown last year. Do you think Marquez Valdes-Scantling will outperform that?
Yes.
How thoroughly will he outperform that?
Well, I look at this. He's averaged over 21 yards a catch the last two seasons in both stops, Buffalo and then New Orleans last year. So he, he can run. He can run. He's a big play guy. And they're going to utilize him in that regard. He's watching with Kansas City. I mean, I have vivid memories of him making plays down the field. So that's how they're going to use him. And him and Aaron are on the same page. They've played together before. You know, he talked about yesterday Rodgers translating the playbook into Green Bay terminology, which is a common, Doran, you'd know this better than anybody. When you have a common teammate, right, they can eliminate the language barrier, if you will. And so I expect that to be – I expect him to play this week.
I think
he'll play this week. I think that Tomlin is smart to downplay it so as to not give the Chargers just to give them a little bit of food for thought. But, you know, they signed him. They didn't make a move. I don't think that's a coincidence that he'll be elevated.
I think one of the main reasons why you bring him in and start him off on the practice squad and eventually, like, I do believe that he's going to play this weekend too, is to just be multiple with your personnel now. I mean, Pat even alluded to it earlier a little bit. You're really rolling out in 12 personnel too much, and it's like you're having a certain coverage to DK, and then on the backside, you're not really worried about it. You're only worried about certain things. So now you can run the 11 personnel and feel comfortable. You could put Calvin Austin to his natural, normal spot, which is the slot, and feel comfortable with putting that out there and having the defense worry about another package or another personnel and not just knowing exactly what you're going to do every single week. Now there's a little bit more of a threat on paper. We'll see how what it translates into.
Right.
But I think that now you can actually have a big body Z receiver in 11 personnel with 3 wide receivers and have Calvin Austin do his business in the slot.
And I do think this could affect things too. We'll see where it goes the rest of the week. But Darnell Washington didn't practice yesterday because he's got some sort of lower body injury. And if he's not going to play, I would guarantee Marquez Valdes-Scantling plays. Absolutely, 100%. But I think they've become fairly predictable, and I think we saw that a little bit on Sunday. I still think the offense can be good, but I think you need to change things up a little bit. And I think MVS allows you to be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go into games averaging 5.6 yards per completion.
Oy.
And that's just where they've been. It's been a lot of dink and dunk. And I think it's a byproduct of the coverages you're getting. You know, if you're in 11 personnel and let's say you're in a split tight end look, both on the line of scrimmage, and you got a single receiver left, single receiver right, and they're playing two-man to DK side and one-on-one zero and bringing a safety down in the run game. So a cover three look, essentially, with an eight-man front bracketing your best receiver. The other guy's got to win.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a deep threat. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, 6'4". He can fly. Take a shot to him. They have familiarity. He understands the back shoulder tendency of Aaron Rodgers. They've done that before. So you understand that relationship between him and the DB. You've got familiarity. I think he gives them a viable option. And then if you can get them, that's why I don't agree with the take-up, but they'll never use the other receiver. If they use him a little bit, it's going to help them.
Yep.
Because it's going to get coverage looks, front looks that are more conducive to getting DK the ball, to running the football. They're in a kind of a between a rock and a hard place right now because they're taking away DK and they're taking away the run game at the same time by virtue of playing a hybrid coverage and loading the box. You have to throw them out of that. If you don't, I don't care what plays you draw up. And tight ends, they're just too dependent on those tight ends right now to help Broderick. And I think Faltanu's starting to show his mettle a little bit, but at least one of those tight ends is helping. If not in full, at least a little bit before he gets out. So they're checkdowns. They're not deep threats. And we haven't seen the Jonnu Smith stretch the field slot receiver look. I think that's also a byproduct, too, of not having a guy outside opposite DK that can stretch the defense.
And they were content, the Colts were, at the very least. Okay, if Calvin Austin's going to get 56 yards, Calvin Austin's going to get 56 yards. I mean, who cares? Texter writes, and I take issue with you saying Ray and Kabali were wrong in their reporting. That's my point. For two guys that you laud over for the insight they give the show, it's disrespectful to them. Look, I think it's pretty transparent. They're reporting what they're told. There's zero fault in them doing that. I just think that the Steelers going out and attempting to acquire wide receivers would indicate that they're not super comfortable with what they have. I think that's the point. 412-928-9370. Texter, maybe dumb question, but could the Chargers just take MVFs right off Pittsburgh's practice squad so they don't have him? Well, Steelers are going to elevate him, and he could always say no.
Did he get elevated today?
Yes, he needs to.
I think he'll get elevated today.
Yeah.
You don't want to run into a Lamar Jackson situation where he practices in full on Friday with the practice squad, and then you elevate him, and that gets all weird and messy. Although the penalty there was pretty much nothing, just $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
You think that hurts an NFL owner losing $100,000? I don't.
I think it's equivalent to $1.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe $5.
I wish I was rich.
Yeah, me too.
Would you guys buy a yacht if you had billions of dollars?
If I had billions of dollars, yes.
Mm-hmm.
If I had $1 billion, yes, I'd buy a yacht.
Would you buy a yacht?
I mean, probably.
Yeah. I'd buy a jet before I buy a yacht.
I'd buy a jet in a heartbeat. Well, I don't know if I'd buy one.
Yeah,
kind of a bad investment. Yeah. I'd have a jet card.
Lease.
I'd be ready to go. I'd be ready to go with my guy AMG Jets out of Pittsburgh.
The best. He
John
is
Sikowski.
The best. Uh-huh.
West Virginia basketball is recruiting a guy right now. First name is spelled K-O-K. His name is Cockyot.
Kind of like a coxswain.
Coming up next, Bill Hillgrove. Going to add some professionalism to the program. Pitt, Notre Dame. 1 week from Saturday, a top 25 matchup, according to the college football playoff rankings. We'll get Bill's thoughts on all of it. Bill brought to you by Lot 17 in Bloomfield. Check him out, lot17pgh.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan is presented by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. It's the bye week, so I don't know if we're going to have Bill. And I miss Bill. Bill's got basketball on Friday too, right?
Pitt Longwood, baby.
Longwood?
Where's that?
Don't Google it, Harry.
No idea. Well, what you have
be
up
careful,
is,
Harry.
What you have up is not YouTube, Harry. Do not put it in the search bar.
Some kind of tube.
Oh, God. See, he admitted to it now.
Sex.
Is it in Virginia?
I think it might
Farmville,
be.
Virginia.
I think it might be. Had the Youngstown State Penguins on Monday night. I was there. They're a good basketball team, Youngstown State.
They got a good coach.
They put 95 on Syracuse last year.
Yeah, their coach last year, they were a win from the tournament, and I think they're going to be pretty good this year. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, they have one really good player, number 15.
I don't know much about the Longwoods. What's their nickname? Do we know?
They are
Lancers.
Really?
Yeah. The only reason I know that is because I was listening to Bill and Curtis on the way home.
And Jeff Hathorn had the ESPN Plus side of things
covered. He did, him and Nick Rivers.
I'll tell you, Jeff is so good.
Jeff's a Swiss Army knife, man.
He really is.
We're so fortunate to have him in many ways, not only at Pitt, but here in Pittsburgh.
I watch a ton of bad college basketball and a lot of these ESPN Plus broadcasts. You're not going to find a guy who does ESPN Plus broadcasts that's even close to as good as Jeff.
No. I mean,
it's not even close. The professionalism that he brings, he calls a damn good basketball game. Meanwhile, Pitt football, 24th in the initial college football playoff rankings. I was not surprised to see Pitt. I know that Pitt's not ranked in the AP, but you win five consecutive games. I think that merits consideration. And I think you've got a huge opportunity here. It's a elimination game for Notre Dame on the 15th.
Yep.
And I don't know how things are going to shake out. I think if anybody is going to offer an educated guess, that's all it is, a guess. I mean, if Pitt wins out, even if they don't play in the ACC championship game, I think they're at least going to be in the playoff conversation. You'd have three ranked wins. So I'm fascinated to see how this goes. But Pitt is right smack dab in the middle of the national conversation because of who they can beat and knock out and then how they can position themselves to potentially be a playoff team.
And the best thing about it is they're hitting their stride right at the right time. You know, I feel like they played some good football. Obviously, Heinchel has played some really good football, but I don't think that it's the whole full gamut of football that they can play. I feel like that they've gotten better at certain areas each game, and I think that once they get that complete game, hopefully next Saturday, I think that they'll really showcase what they're all
well,
about.
And they haven't been healthy,
right?
And you got the bye week, so we
far
really
cry
haven't
from
seen.
Healthy.
No, I mean, yeah, right. That's an understatement. So you're looking at potentially, and we'll see, right? You're looking potentially at the fully armed and operational battle station for Pitt for the first time all year. Because you haven't had all the linebackers and everybody healthy and the left tackle and all that and Desmond Reed with Mason Heinchel all together. And Notre Dame could be seeing that for the first time.
The only time Mason really played with Dez at 100%, Dez didn't really practice all week, and it was at Florida State when Desmond Reed had 180 yards receiving.
Yeah.
Woo! So think about Dez at 100% coming off an open week with Mason working against these linebackers for Notre Dame. I mean, this is a... You know, you want to be playing meaningful football in November. That's what college football is all about.
That's goal one, right?
Yeah. I mean, 5 weeks ago, you know, you're staring down the barrel of a tough road. You make a switch at quarterback, and all of a sudden, you've got confidence and mojo. Your defense has stuck it together with gum and duct tape and toothpicks and, you know, guys.
Ball rock pill.
Guys playing that you never thought would have played. Then you get everybody back, and... You know, Pitt's in a position where they can really piss a lot of people off in the month of November, which is perfect. That's who we are, man. I mean, I'm
historically.
I think it is like let's roll, they're offensively so dynamic, and the kid has not played his best yet. I mean, really, I think he's played his best at times, but even last week, you know, late in the game, made some mistakes, which I think is perfect. You play poorly and. You finish with a sour taste in your mouth. You go into an open week and you got ranked to finish it off with a chance to play in the ACC title game and play in the playoff. So, and the kid's a freshman.
I have to give the guys that have stepped up credit. Like, this is what it's all about.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Getting your opportunity. The Kendall Stanleys, the Jakarian Turners, the Cam Lindsays of the world, the kids that have stepped up, the young players that have stepped up while Pitt is dealing with the injuries of very significant players, some of the best players in the country, two best linebackers in the country, and one of the best all-around offensive players in the country being in and out of the lineup. But the guys that stepped in, that's what it's about, taking advantage of your opportunity and showcasing your skills. Like, you would love to see Pitt have the whole prospect list of guys being out there. But the guys that have stepped up really creates depth, and they've really shown and made a name for themselves while this time has happened.
Well, and a lot of these guys are freshmen.
Exactly.
Like, not freshmen.
It's huge.
True freshmen.
It's huge.
They're 18. Heinchel, Jakarian Turner, Boosie is a freshman. Bukowski, the kicker, is a true freshman. You know, obviously, Sean Lee, the corner, number 28, who had a pick six last week, true freshman. I mean, they got dudes, Gary Ayer, the safety, true freshman. They've got 5-6 true freshmen contributing in two deep, significant positions.
Yes, big
time. And they got here in January.
You can make the case. Sorry, Pat. Go ahead.
No, I mean that's unprecedented.
And I think it's how schools like Pitt, they can kind of game the system, if you will. Yep. You get young guys that play early. They play well. This is the best thing that could have happened to Pitt because you've won the five games while these guys have contributed in very important games. And so when the offseason comes around, not to look too far ahead, you don't need to go out and get 30 transfers. You need to keep your best players and add a couple of pieces at a position of need. So you can spend more money on fewer guys instead of having to spread a big check out to a bunch of guys. It's a big advantage. What a stretch this is going to be for Pitt. What do the odds say about Pitt winning the ACC or making the college football playoff? We'll tell you coming up next. Then we'll get into the defensive side of things for the Pittsburgh Steelers and what Mike Tomlin had to say that I actually agreed with on Tuesday. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 53 today, low of 37. Tomorrow, 61 the high, low of 38, 75% chance of rain. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.